Parties to a long-standing neighborhood dispute in Haines have seemingly come to an agreement. For 9 years, a group of neighbors has been asking the borough to do something about the large gatherings at Viking Cove guest homes. Last week, the owner of the business and representatives of the neighbors signed an agreement that allows some activity with limitations. 10 years ago, Bill Chetney bought a big house at the end of Mud Bay Road.
I've tried to be a really good neighbor. We have conducted activities, but tried to be very, very neighborly.
Chetney built some cabins on the 12-acre property and received a permit to use them as vacation rentals. The permit allows for 20 guests to stay overnight. In 2015, he started advertising the property as an event venue. This rankled his neighbors.
3-4 days ahead of time, the traffic increases and increases.
Patty Kermoyan lives in the neighborhood.
The day of the event, they would have tons of people coming out. They've had a wedding there for 150 people. People are parked on Mud Bay Road. They have parked in a neighbor's driveway. They have amplified music till past midnight.
A group of neighbors decided to bring the matter in front of borough officials. They passed around a petition against commercial events in the neighborhood. Kermoyan says most residents signed it. Public comments on the issue became a fixture of planning commission and borough assembly meetings. The borough didn't act to limit the activity at the property. Although Chetney claimed a maximum of 20 people stayed overnight at the cabins, his guests were allowed to bring their own guests, hundreds of them. The planning commission ruled that Chetney did not violate the conditions of his permit, and the borough assembly didn't hold a hearing until this month. On July 6th, a special meeting of the assembly finally addressed the issue. Representatives from the neighborhood asked assembly members to prohibit Chetney from holding large events. Borough manager Annette Kreitzer said the events have become permitted by default.
Time marches on. The fact that the Planning Commission made certain decisions by omission really creates commission. It is still a decision when you decide to not go after something.
Kreitzer said the borough attorney reached that conclusion after observing that the Planning Commission declined to act multiple times on the residents' complaints. Assemblymember Deborah Schnabel said she found the legal reasoning baffling.
When we're dancing way off of the law and we're out here in the margins making things up and then saying that it's what was intended all along, it's almost like a different reality for me to be talking about this subject in the way we're talking about it.
2 hours into the meeting, the discussion moved towards getting the parties to agree on a compromise. Mayor Doug Olrud pointed to a middle ground.
So, Mr. Chetney, if you had two wedding events that were over 75 people per year, and then you were able to have your other events up to 8 that were under 75 people per year, and you cut off all music at 10 o'clock, is that something that you would agree to if your neighbors agree to it?
Representatives for the neighborhood came up with some restrictions that would diminish the impact of the venue. After discussions, the borough clerk drafted a document that both parties signed the following Monday. Bill Chetney seemed relieved.
I want to be a good neighbor, and all is well that ends well. And I made concessions that made them happy.
Patty Kermoyan, representing his neighbors, said she signed partly out of wariness. She says she is not satisfied with the way the borough approached the issue.
It really wasn't a land use dispute as the borough said it was. It really is a borough problem of non-compliance of a conditional use permit.
She drew parallels between this case and the permitting of a heliport in another neighborhood 26 miles from Haines.
The borough has a problem in granting these conditional use permits and not following up on violations even when they're brought to them. The Planning Commission, we felt they often did not listen to what we were saying. The borough needs to take a huge step back and not grant any more of these permits if they can't enforce them.
The agreement limits Chetney to hosting 4 events a year of up to 150 people. To limit traffic, a bus service to and from town has to be provided to the guests. Crews can set up 1 day before and clean up 1 day after the event, and amplified music is to stop after 10 p.m. A review of the agreement has been scheduled for November. Both Chetney and his neighbors say they are eager to put the dispute behind them. For KHNS, I'm Alan DePrimonil.